Great American Ballpark? Yeah. No. Same opinion.
What did you think of Timmy? You get a W, your team wins.
Yeah. I started and we won the game. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know what's about to happen. So, like, I feel good. I feel like I'm just finding ways to give up runs right now. No outs or two outs, nobody on, blue pit, double. You know, I did that a couple of times tonight. All the bloops were followed by extra base hits and too many extra base hits. But that's because this place is from the devil. And I will dust my sandals off and move on from this place. But we did win the game.
If I may, it looked like, and I don't know if I'm just making them, just seemed like you didn't really want to come out of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you think? No. So I was just trying to get explanation because I know what the scoreboard looked like. I'm like, listen, I know I gave up five runs, but I also know that, you know, it was always, I mean, besides a home run, he put a good swing on it, but like just crazy stuff happening, man. You know, fly ball, bloops, and perfectly placed balls. And it's just like, yeah, I get it.
When is this place?
Oh, it's all this place. Okay. Yeah, this is there's a curse on this place. deadly curse.
Is this your way to start?
One can only hope. One can only hope.
Wendell, you had a 6 pitch inning, you had a 10 pitch inning. How important was it to eat up some innings because your bullpen was kind of
strong? Yeah, I mean, and I needed to put some zeros up there behind them when we scored those runs off Ashcraft. I really wanted to have a kill inning, you know, where we put that zero up there and, you know, ruin or in the any kind of momentum that they might have coming back. Just that zero is important sometimes. Did that a couple of times, but, you know, I let them back in there towards the end, and I just didn't feel like I should have. I don't know what happened. I'm finding ways to give up runs, which means here comes another proclamation. I'm about to go on a run.
You're a guy who can find the positives in anything, but when you're getting ready for this start here.
Except this ballpark.
When you're getting ready for a start here, how do you block all that out?
Well, so, like, every year coming here, I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I'm not giving into that, you know? Like that's – I'm not that mentally weak where a park can be in your head. And every year I leave here saying that this is, you know, the devil's lair again. So today I went into it going, you know what? I've had a bad history here, but today's a new day. It's really hard to hit a baseball. It's not easy to score runs in the big leagues. I came in with like such a positive attitude, and it's still the devil's lair.
But if you're looking from a positive way, you get a W, the team gets the W. Doesn't that sort of flip the script a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I won't go into a deep depression when I go back to my hotel room, which is usually what happens after a Cincinnati start. No, we'll go back and we'll have some hang time. It'll be good. Walking off the field today, I looked at the third base coach, and he looked at me, and I just started laughing. I'm like, what am I supposed to do, man? Like, you know, two outs, nobody on again, bloop hit again, you know, followed by an extra base hit again, you know, right down the line. How many guys scored from first today? Two or three guys scored from first today, which is, I mean, almost never happens. And just frustrating.